Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Rogel reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball four. Richardson moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson scores. Hayworth moves to third. Whitehill moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayworth scores. Whitehill moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bob Cooney now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney fires to first and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Levy, who tags Walker for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Cooney covering. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 10-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richardson. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1 Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 10-2, Tigers. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Hayworth scores. Davis moves to second. It's 11-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stone hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Rogel goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hayworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-2, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Campbell steals third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 14-3, Tigers. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Nap Klaza now playing left field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lupoli now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lupoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Klaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 3. the Browns will come to bat. Nap Clauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Clauza moves to second. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clauza scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 15-4, Tigers. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Grimes moves to third. It's 15-5, Tigers. Lupoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polly is 0-for-1 in the game. Polly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Levy moves to second. It's 15-6, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Schult reaches second base with a double. Levy scores. Polly moves to third. It's 15-7, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Art Herring now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Polly scores. Schult scores. It's 15-9, Tigers. Nap Clauza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clauza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clauza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Browns 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Schult chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Farrell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Farrell. Stone goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves all the way to home. It's 17-9, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 17, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 17, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.